Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. Moncef Salawi, Operation Warp Speed's chief advisor, says he plans to meet with President-elect Joe Biden this week to discuss a coronavirus vaccine. Biden has said his team has seen no detailed plans from the Trump administration regarding vaccine distribution. The FDA meets Thursday to discuss emergency use authorization. The transition to Biden's upcoming term is already well underway, despite President Trump's ceaseless and baseless claims of voter fraud, NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
The next step in the election is Tuesday, when governors are required to report if the results in their states are contested. Meanwhile, the Biden transition team is meeting with Trump administration officials in government agencies, with some exceptions. The Washington Post reported that although the Biden team has been able to meet with intelligence officials at the CIA, it has not been given access to intelligence agencies inside the Pentagon. There's been a big shakeup at the Defense Department recently, with President Trump firing and replacing a number of top Pentagon officials since the election. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
Trump keeps saying without merit that he won Georgia and other states already certified for Biden. He was in Georgia at a rally last night to urge voters to elect the Republican candidates in next month's Senate runoff. But Georgia Public Broadcasting's Stephen Fowler reports Trump failed to keep the focus on Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler.
The purpose of the rally was to remind Georgia Republicans they need to vote in the January 5th runoff for two Senate seats that will decide control of the chamber. But the president spent most of the event telling supporters the election was, quote, stolen from him, even though all three counts showed a Biden victory.
If I lost, I would say I lost, and I'd go to Florida, and I'd take it easy, and I'd go around, and I'd say I did a good job. But you can't ever accept when they steal and rig and rob.
If Perdue and Loeffler lose to Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, the Senate would be split 50-50, with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris casting a tie-breaking vote. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Venezuelans vote for a new National Assembly today in an election that the opposition is boycotting. It is almost certain to elect allies of President Nicolas Maduro, despite his government leaving the economy in tatters. The BBC's Katie Watson has more.
The National Assembly has been the only remaining branch of government in opposition control. But that's set to change. The result's a foregone conclusion because the opposition isn't taking part. Juan Guaido, the current head of the National Assembly and the man that for nearly 2 years has claimed a constitutional right to lead the country, will be out of a job and his future uncertain. He insists he'll remain in Venezuela to fight the government of Nicolas Maduro. But people here seem tired of politics. Many have lost faith both in the government and the opposition.
It's NPR News. South Africa is the epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic on the African continent. Cases were falling, but hotspots are now reemerging. Ishma Fondikwa reports from Harare that the government is reimposing restrictions.
President Cyril Ramaphosa blamed the non-observance of pandemic prevention protocols for the surges as he declared the Nelson Mandela Bay area in Eastern Cape Province a hotspot. He warned other localities with rising numbers will be assessed and could also be declared hotspots.
Based on this assessment, the National Coronavirus Command Council will determine the appropriate course of action.
The president also announced a reduction in the days and hours alcohol can be sold, banned drinking in certain locations, imposed a curfew, and a reduction on the sizes of social, religious, and cultural gatherings. For NPR News, I am Ish Mafundikwa in Harare.
Russia has begun mass coronavirus vaccinations in the capital for medical workers, teachers, and social workers. Moscow is using its own vaccine that it developed called Sputnik V, but full safety and efficacy trials have yet to be completed. China has also begun vaccinating hundreds of thousands of people. The UK says it will begin this week inoculating people with the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine. In the US, Pfizer and Moderna are still awaiting federal approval. I'm Amy Held in Washington, and you're listening to NPR News.